Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really special to talk about today. We're diving into this fascinating new book called Vanishing Vaults, The Ultimate Guide to Advanced Caching and Misdirection for Hiding Gold and Silver. And let me tell you, this isn't just about stashing your treasure in a coffee can and burying it in the backyard. Oh no, this is next level stuff. We're talking about psychological tactics, decoys, even integrating your gold into everyday objects like tools and furniture. It's wild.
Oh, I love this. You know, I've always been a fan of creative solutions, especially when it comes to protecting what's yours. I mean, think about it. We live in a world where everything is tracked, taxed, and monitored. Banks can freeze your accounts, governments can seize assets, and inflation is eating away at the value of cash every single day. Having a way to keep your wealth truly private? That's not just powerful. It's essential.
Exactly. And that's what this book is all about. It's not just for doomsday preppers or conspiracy theorists. It's for anyone who understands that real wealth is what you hold, not what some digital ledger says you own. So let's start with something that really blew my mind. Did you know that you can actually hide gold and silver in plain sight by casting them into the shape of common tools? Like, imagine a wrench that's actually made of gold, painted black, and just hanging in your garage. Who would ever suspect? The book even gives step-by-step instructions on how to do this with molds and non-toxic paints that won't degrade the metal over time.
That's genius. I mean, really, who's going to steal a rusty old wrench? And it's not just tools. What about hiding silver inside a frozen block of soup in your freezer? Or embedding gold into a concrete garden bench? The possibilities are endless. And here's the thing. This isn't just about hiding stuff. It's about camouflage. The book talks about how thieves, and even government agents, look for patterns. If your gold is shaped like a bolt in your toolbox, it's not just hidden. It's invisible to anyone who doesn't know what to look for.
Right? And here's the thing. It's not just about hiding your metals. It's about making sure that even if someone finds them, they won't realize what they've got. The book talks about using misdirection and decoys to confuse thieves. For example, you could have a fake safe in your bedroom with some fake gold coins inside, maybe even a few real ones to make it convincing. Meanwhile, your real stash is hidden somewhere else entirely. And this isn't just theory. The book includes real-life stories of people who've used these tactics to protect their wealth during economic collapses, like in Venezuela or Argentina, where banks froze accounts overnight.
Oh, I love that. It's like a magic trick, right? You're directing their attention to one thing while the real action is happening somewhere else. And honestly, in a world where people are getting more desperate, whether it's from economic downturns, hyperinflation, or even government overreach, having that extra layer of security is so important. The book even talks about how to create false trails. Like, if someone tortures you or threatens your family to get your gold, you can give them a location that looks real, but is actually a decoy. It's dark, but it's reality.
Absolutely. And speaking of security, the book also dives into some really advanced techniques for outdoor hiding spots, like burying your metals in PVC pipes or using water collection tanks to conceal them. I mean, who's going to think to look inside a rain barrel? But here's the kicker. The book doesn't just tell you to bury stuff. It teaches you how to do it right. For example, if you bury metal in the ground, you've got to account for moisture, soil acidity, and even root growth from nearby trees. The wrong approach could corrode your silver in just a few years.
That's so clever. And it's not just about hiding them. It's about protecting them from the elements too. You don't want your gold and silver getting damaged by moisture or corrosion. The book even talks about using materials like silica gel packets to keep everything dry and pristine. And get this, it also covers how to use vacuum sealing techniques to prevent oxidation. Because let's be real, if you're hiding wealth for the long term, you want it to stay in perfect condition when you finally need it.
Exactly. And you know what else I found fascinating? The idea of using GPS and mapping tools to keep track of your hidden caches. I mean, if you've got multiple hiding spots, you need a way to remember where they all are, right? But you can't just write it down in a notebook. You've got to be smart about it. The book suggests using offline GPS coordinates stored on a device that's never connected to the internet. Or even better, memorizing locations using memory palace techniques, which is this ancient method of associating locations with vivid mental images. It's how spies and survivalists have done it for decades.
Oh, for sure. And that's where encrypted notes or even old-school methods like coded maps come in. You could have a hand-drawn map with landmarks only you understand, or use an app with end-to-end encryption to store your coordinates. It's all about layers of security. The book even talks about steganography, hiding your coordinates inside an innocent-looking family photo or a recipe book. Because if someone finds your notes, you don't want them to even know what they're looking at.
Right, and that brings me to another point. The book really emphasizes the importance of testing your hiding spots. You don't want to bury your gold and then realize a year later that the container leaked or the spot got flooded. You've got to test these things out first. The author suggests doing dry runs, bury a dummy cache, leave it for 6 months, then dig it up to see how it held up. And if you're hiding stuff in your house, you've got to think about fire risks, water leaks, even termites. Because if your house burns down and your gold was hidden in the attic, well, that's a lesson you only learn once.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about testing the physical hiding spots. You've got to test your own plan, too. Like, can you actually retrieve your medals quickly in an emergency? Or if someone else needs to find them, like your spouse or your kids, do they have the right clues? It's all about being prepared. The book even has a whole section on emergency drills, practicing how you'd access your caches under different scenarios, like if the power's out, or if you're being watched. Because when the moment comes, you don't want to be fumbling around trying to remember where you put everything.
And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me was the ethical side of all this. I mean, yes, we want to protect our wealth, but we don't want to do it in a way that's going to harm others or break the law. The book talks about balancing security with moral responsibility, like making sure your hiding spots don't create hazards or violate anyone else's rights. For example, if you bury something on public land, you're asking for trouble. But if it's on your own property, you've got to make sure no one gets hurt digging around, like marking the spot so you don't forget and accidentally hit a waterline later.
That's such an important point. I mean, we're not trying to be criminals here. We're just trying to protect what's ours in a world where the system is rigged against us. And that means doing it the right way, ethically, legally, and responsibly. The book even talks about the legal side of things, like how some states have laws about buried treasure, or how certain hiding methods might violate zoning codes. You've got to know the rules, so you don't end up losing your wealth to some bureaucrat's technicality.
Exactly. And speaking of doing it the right way, the book also talks about how to pass down this knowledge to your heirs. I mean, what good is all this planning if your kids or grandkids don't know where to find everything when they need it? The book suggests creating a legacy plan, not just a will, but a detailed guide that only gets revealed under specific conditions. Like maybe a sealed envelope with instructions that only opens if you don't check in for 30 days, or a trusted family member who knows the basics but not the full picture until the time is right.
Oh, that's so true. And it's not just about telling them where everything is. It's about teaching them why it's important and how to do it themselves. It's a whole mindset, a way of thinking about freedom and self-reliance. The book even includes a section on how to educate your kids about real wealth, not just the fake digital numbers in a bank account. Because let's face it, the next generation is going to need these skills even more than we do.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I love about this book is that it's not just theoretical. It's packed with real-world examples and step-by-step instructions, like how to create a false wall or how to hide your medals inside household appliances. It's all about making this stuff practical and doable for regular people. For example, there's a whole chapter on urban caching, how to hide wealth in an apartment where you don't have a backyard. Think hollowed-out books, fake electrical outlets, even hiding silver in the legs of your furniture. The book gives you exact measurements, tools you'll need, and even where to buy the materials without raising suspicion.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so empowering. I mean, anyone can do this. You don't need to be some kind of spy or a millionaire. You just need to be willing to think outside the box and take control of your own security. And honestly, that's the biggest takeaway here. This isn't just about gold and silver. It's about sovereignty. It's about saying, no, I'm not going to rely on a system that can collapse overnight. I'm going to secure my future on my own terms.
Right. And that's really what this is all about, taking back control. In a world where everything is being tracked and monitored, where banks can freeze your accounts with the click of a button, where governments can seize assets under emergency powers, having a way to keep your wealth truly private is a game changer. It's not just about money, it's about freedom. The freedom to move, to trade, to survive without asking for permission.
It really is. And, you know, it's not just about the money, It's about the freedom that comes with it. The freedom to live your life on your own terms, without worrying about some bank or government deciding what you can and can't do with what's yours. Because let's be real, history shows us that when systems fail, the people who survive are the ones who prepared, not the ones who trusted the system to take care of them.
Exactly, and that's why this book is so important. It's not just a guide to hiding your gold and silver, it's a guide to reclaiming your sovereignty, to living in a way where you are in control, not some faceless institution. And honestly, that's a message we need now more than ever.
I love that. And, you know, speaking of guides, did you know you can create your own books on any topic completely free at BrightLearn AI? It's an amazing resource for anyone who wants to dive deeper into subjects like this, or really anything else you're passionate about. Whether it's survival skills, natural health, or even how to build your own off-grid homestead, the tools are there to help you learn and share knowledge freely.
That's awesome. And hey, if you're listening and you want to check out Vanishing Vaults for yourself, you can download it for free at BrightLearn AI. There are so many incredible books there, all free to read, share, and learn from. And if this topic resonates with you, I'd also recommend looking into books on barter systems, off-grid living, and even cryptocurrency. Because diversifying how you store and use wealth is just as important as hiding it.
Absolutely. And with that, thank you all so much for tuning in today. We hope this conversation has given you some new ideas and inspiration for protecting your own wealth. Remember, the key to true security isn't just hiding what you have, it's knowing what you have, where it is, and how to use it when the time comes. Until next time, stay curious, stay prepared, and keep thinking for yourself.
Thanks, everyone. And hey, start small. Even if it's just a few silver coins hidden in a clever spot, you're already ahead of the game. We'll catch you next time.